So welcome everyone to day 31 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Happy Valentine's Day. So to begin, I'd like to invite you to take a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Let your system regulate. If it's been not regulated, let yourself settle in to the body, to the present moment, to the space that you're in. And continuing our discussion that we started yesterday of intimacy, of course, today the topic is love. And I want to invite you to
consider this for Valentine's. You did. Did you shameless thing?
I did have a piece of paper that wrote out all the days, so I may have considered. So today, I want to invite you to lean into all the ways in which you feel love in your life, not just the romantic kind of which is highly celebrated today, but really all the ways that love comes into your life, all the ways in which you're able to receive it, which can be challenging for some people, and all the wonderful ways that it feels to offer love to everyone around you, your partners, your children, your parents, whether they are here on the planet or not, people from your past, good friends, and really use this technique that Rick Hansen is talking about, which is noticing all the ways in which your inner resource of love shows up in your life and lean into it. Lean into it as if it's happening right now, into the feeling of it and not just the intellectual understanding or naming of it. And let that fill you today. Put aside any cynicism you might have about this Hallmark holiday, which some of us might have. I speak for myself. And despite all the stuff that's going on in the world, in your life situation, maybe even in your body, to lean into love, enrich it, and absorbent. And let that fill you up so that you can meet the challenges. And let that come into your formal practice as well as your practice out in the world. So shifting into that formal practice, again, taking your seat, feeling the sense of ground, being grounded into the natural capacity of your mind, your heart mind, to feel love. From that groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front, really connecting to that channel of feelings. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and love of our practice together.